Strange Adventure. Every nerve in Jason Grimm's body was drawn taut as his horse picked its way along the narrow trail through the deep night. The distant rhythm of a ceremonial drum emphasized rather than disturbed the tomb-like stillness of the Haitian jungle. Jason approached a small clearing where the trail crossed another path. The moonlight trickled to the ground like the spectral sweat of a ghost. Jason's horse gave a frenzied snort and reared. Jason fell to the ground as the horse, terrified, plunged into the jungle. Stepping into the eerie moonlight was a figure that might at one time have been a man. Jason couldn't move but stared transfixed. Approaching him was a skeleton with skin drawn drum tight over the bones. The skull was hairless. The eyes were so sunken they seemed to be missing. His body was draped with filthy rags. The figure was oblivious of Jason, but gazed ahead with that ghastly stare. It stalked across the clearing, following its original path. Clenching his fists and tensing his muscles to keep from trembling, Jason struggled to his feet. His brain whirled with disbelief, but he was unable to deny his eyes. He had seen a zombie, one of the living dead. Jason followed the creature. Perhaps it would lead to Dr. Thompson, the scientist he was daring the weird dangers of Haiti to find out. The doctor had come to Haiti several months ago to pierce the mortuary curtain which entombed the secret of the living dead. The zombie led to an opening in the jungle. At the edge of the clearing were several hovels, not much higher than mounded graves. Jason fought back, a gasp of horror. The moonlight showed several zombies hunched on the ground. It was a little while before Jason realized he was at the edge of a sugar plantation. He saw a mansion just ahead and started toward it. As he edged around the zombie settlement, a voice startled him.
Good evening, monsieur. What brings you here?
Jason saw a suave Haitian standing in the shadows.
My horse threw me, and I followed this path, hoping to find my way out of the jungle.
You seem to have been shaking up. Come to my house. Perhaps I can help you.
Jason and his host settled on the veranda of the plantation house. The Haitian was extremely cordial.
You could perhaps use a drink. I mix the best in Haiti.
Jason accepted the tall drink. As he lifted it to his lips, a shot rang out and a bullet shattered the glass. A white man ran from the jungle shouting, "Don't drink that!" It was Dr. Thompson. The two men headed back toward civilization and the doctor explained,
"The man who owns that plantation gets his workers by giving that drink to natives. It's made from the juice of a native plant. It stuns their brains and they become robot slaves. He knew that you had seen his victims, and you, my friend, were next."
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Treasure Ship, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.